Your questions, and if you have a question for Coach Pearson or Shoot Chuck, you can email it to us at dj@themix93.com. Gary, let's take a look at Friday night's win for the Michigan Tech Huskies. Alex Patan got things started off for Michigan Tech with the first goal of the game.
Drop pass by Gould, but Patan had left him, and so the Huskies able to hold it in. Here's Patan making a move to the net, takes the shot, scores! Oh, what a play by Alex Patan. Individual effort. He had nothing going there at all, and he found a way to weave through two defensemen and all by himself, backhanded it in, past goaltender Jens. 1-0 Huskies, 13-16 left in the first period.
Great individual effort by Patan, and as you hear in the call, there really wasn't anything going on. There wasn't a pass for him to make. There was guys in front of him, guys behind him, and he just said, no, let me try this.
He's a very talented hockey player. I think that for the last couple of weeks, he's been trying too hard for himself. I think he's putting too much pressure to carry the load on his back. And then we had a good talk and just said, hey, you have to go out there and have fun. Things will happen to you. And, you know, you have great hands, you're a skilled player, and it showed on that goal. You know what? The guys on the bench went, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he gave, I don't know if you know, but he gave props to you. We talked to him,
talked to him
after that, and he said, yeah, well, Gary, assistant coach Gary Shuchuk sat me down and said, you know, have fun out there, basically. And he said he was smiling during that game a lot more.
You know what? The crazy thing is I got that advice early in my career, even when I was up with Detroit and went to Adirondack. I was kind of, not moping, but, you know, kind of feeling sorry for myself. And Barry Melrose called me in his office and said, you know what? You're not having fun out there. You know, I'm pretty sure when you're at Wisconsin, you had fun out there and smiling. I went back and I was talking to my fiance at the time, and I said, Michelle, this is what Barry said. He goes, absolutely, you have to go out and have fun. And I just shared that with Alex, going, you know, you're not having any fun out there. You got to be smiling. This is the greatest game to be playing. I go, if you're not having fun, get out of it. And then just go out there, every shift, smile, have fun out there.
Do a lot of these players, especially the upper echelon players, do they start – do you have to protect against them starting to think about their next step after this college career?
I think it's human nature. I think it's, you know, it's, once again, it's a different time. You know, when I was coming up in my senior year, I never talked to an advisor or an agent until after my playing days in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, it's all around you. You have advisors calling these guys. You have teams calling these guys all the time. You know, you have YouTube, you have Facebook, you have Twitter. So they see stuff that's out there all the time that the so-and-so is watching or so-and-so is at this game. So it is a different time, but you have to live in the present. And that's what I kind of told Alex. Because you got to take care of what's going on the ice now. You have no control of it until what happens in April and May. But what you can control is what goes on between the boards. And if you're not playing like you can, it doesn't matter what's going to happen in April, May. If you put so much pressure on yourself, it's going to affect your game.
We outshoot the Nanooks 11-3 in that first period on Friday night. We go to the second period leading 1-0. Tyler Hanenan makes it a 2-0 game on a power play goal.
So line comes Patan. He'll skate to the middle. Looks to shoot and send it high. This one nearly popped in again. Hanenan scores! Tyler Hanenan on the side there. Put it in. And the Nanooks arguing the goal. And the Huskies go up 2-0 with 7:21 remaining.
Well, Coach, you were down there, obviously, on the bench. What was the argument that there was goaltender interference? Is that what they looked at?
I think so. But you know what? I talked to the guys, and, you know, I looked at Mel, too, and, you know, we didn't even bump him, I don't think. I think it was just close to being in the crease.
Yeah, well, I think when we saw the replay, and we were guessing that they were checking out whether or not there was contact with the goalie, but it looked like whoever it was had been shoved in.
Correct.
Yeah. So a good non-call by the officials, I thought. Tyler Hanenan. Yeah, Alex Patan and Jake Lucchini get the assist. We're up 2-0, but it's just one of those games where Fairbanks didn't really go away.
No, they're a hard-working team. You know, they have some talented players. That Morley kid, mm-hmm. He can play. And I told him after the game it was fun watching him for two games, and thank God we don't play him again for a while. But, you know, they're a hard-working team. You know, they get teams up there, and I can see why it's a tough place to play, but they kept coming.
Malcolm Gould gets a big goal for the Huskies in the third period. Huskies, by the way, out shooting Fairbanks 16-5 in period number two. We go to the third period, and he gets a big goal from Roy and Alex Patan. This makes it 3-0 Michigan Tech.
And the Nanooks to the point. Here's a shot blocked in front, and the Huskies will bring it back. Stretch pass up for Gould. Gould on a partial break. Shoot, scores! Malcolm Gould, a sniper goal on a great feed from Patan. Huge tally. rally for Michigan Tech. They're up 3-0 with 11:07 left in the third.
Well, he just loves coming down that left side, doesn't he? With the right-handed stick in the middle of the ice.
He can shoot the puck. You know, that's one of his specialties is coming down there. And it was funny because I was on the bench and I'm working with the defense and he didn't open up for a pass and kind of turned his back and. I was kind of getting mad, going, geez, we have no openings for a D. Next thing you know, it's a breakaway score. Okay, Malcolm, we'll give the benefit of the doubt.
Big goal for Malcolm, and the Huskies are up 3-0. We get into penalty trouble, though, and I know this was a bit of a sore spot for you and Coach Pearson. Again, we're in a relatively tight game. It was 2-0, I think, at the time when we started to get into penalty trouble, and we just cannot seem to stay out of the box sometimes when we know we have to.
Yeah, that's... I wish we had a pill that guys can take to stop it, but it's part of the game, and guys just have to learn from it. You know, it's going to be – hopefully it's not going to be our Achilles heel moving forward, but, our penalty killing has been okay. But once again, though, it seems like we do a good job killing penalties, and they end up scoring a goal somehow. Mm-hmm. But we just got to stop taking some penalties. You know, for the most part, a lot of penalties, are deserved, but there's a couple of questionable ones out there. Kind of went, I'm not sure if that's should have been called.
They end up scoring a power play goal. Staley gets the only goal of the game for Fairbanks. Krieger and Hinz get the assist. And Joel Esperance puts the game winner in, or the icing on the cake, I guess, with the empty net goal from Matt Roy at the 17:49 mark. 4-1 victory. Close third period. 7-7 were the shots, but that was mainly because of the penalty kill time we had.
Correct. You know, anytime the guy gets they have to go, they have power plays, they're going to get shots on that. But, for going up there and getting the job done, 4-1's pretty good.
All right, Huskies get the win. When we come back, we'll talk about win number 2 up in Fairbanks from Saturday night's competition. And more with Gary Shuchuk, assistant coach of the Michigan Tech hockey team right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Got a question for Coach Shuchuk or Coach Pearson, who will be joining us later. It's DJ at themix93.com.
Buy a dinner and take home a dinner free. You heard that right. It's buy one, take one at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. Sunday through Thursday nights, dine in only. Order any pasta, ravioli, steak, seafood, or chicken dinner while dining in and take home one of their 4 ravioli dinners free. Order your choice of the library's handmade chicken Florentine ravioli, meat, cheese, or gluten-free chicken and kale ravioli. Pick a sauce including the roasted red pepper, tomato, and smoked Gouda sauce. Buy one, take one now for a limited time. Taste something great 2 times at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Heads or tails, kick or receive, with the wind or against the wind, here or there. Buy your friend a Bud Light, buy a stranger a Bud Light. Go to your team's bar, go to the opposing team's bar. Throw a party Monday night, road trip to the game Sunday night. Go downtown with friends, go further down to Argentina and make new friends. Buy a round during the next truck commercial, buy a round during the next Talking Duck commercial. Rent a houseboat. Rent a haunted house. Change your name to Asiago Cheese. Change your name to Edward Victor Cold Breeze. Go hard. Take it easy. Go to a retro bar and dance to music from the 80s. Go to a senior citizens bar and dance with people in their 80s. If you're truly up for whatever this weekend, grab the perfect beer for whatever happens. Crisp, refreshing Bud Light. Make 2 plans and let the NFL coin toss make the call. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Assistant Coach Gary Shuchuk is with us this morning, and we are talking about Saturday night's win for Michigan Tech up in Fairbanks against the Alaska Nanooks. And, you always know after – we know that Alaska was pretty flat on Friday night, Coach, and I thought it was interesting that score from Friday night stayed up there until almost game time on Saturday night, which you never see in the home team's rink when they lose. And I'm wondering if that was Coach Dallas Ferguson's kind of little motivation on his team maybe there.
Yeah, some coaches do a lot of different things. It could be. I saw a bunch of their players, they go out and stretch up top, and they're kind of on the ice goofing around or getting ready for the games. And, all of a sudden they're going to look up, they might see that score. So It might have been. It might have been one of those things that you keep that score up as long as you can.
Yeah. Again, for people who don't understand what we're talking about, Michigan Tech wins 4-1 on Friday night. Usually when the home team loses, that score comes down, and whatever is up through the rest of the day on Saturday is a nothing-nothing score or something very vanilla. But the 4-1